Good morning, everyone. Today is Ches, the eighth day of Mar Cheshvan Tovshin Pei Aleph. We are continuing our learning, personal growth, and character development, becoming a complete and a refined individual. Of course, the Torah never allows us to go to an extreme. We have to be very careful and conscientious in this regard. And even if we must work with our strengths, as we've been discussing previously, we can never try to permanently ignore our weaknesses, since one of our major tasks in life, probably the major task in life, is to refine our negative character traits. It's those negative character traits that when we are able to dominate them and overcome them and to utilize them to make ourselves stronger, that we're able to grow in the world of Ruchnius and spirituality and in every capacity and in every way. Rabbi Shlomo Volbe in Alei Shor, in his first volume, he writes where immediately after he quotes Rav Yerucham Levovitz, where we spoke about previously on the need to develop a person's natural strengths, on his kochos, he discusses using them to fix up our weaknesses. So it's not just identifying where it is that we're strong, where it is we have koach, where it is we're able to find our natural tendencies and our strengths for closeness to Hashem, but it's using those strengths, those natural abilities, to fix up our weaknesses. We all have shortcomings, we all have weaknesses, we all have areas to improve. The power, the strength, the ability to strengthen ourselves in the areas where we've fallen short is really dependent first and foremost on us finding where it is that we are strong, using those strengths, using those power tools in the spiritual sense to be able to remedy, to fix, to be misakin those areas where we are weak the most. And he says that mistama me'amkei yetzirahi, that one of the profound truths of creation, what a person has to think about when thinking about not only the creation of the world, but thinking about the creation of each and every one of us, would seem to be that each man's nature, it fits his task in life so that it is specifically his best natural quality, his ability to identify his koach, that can overcome the most basic fault that he has. So it's the identifying, it's the magnifying glass that a person is able to use to figure out what are my strengths, and then by default, realize sometimes, if it is only even by default, what are the weaknesses that a person has. Now, a person who is Misha Hitzliach La'amud al Ma'aloso Ha'ikoris, if a person is able to be and find success, one who succeeds in grasping his chief quality and the best attributes of oneself and knowing his chief fault, if you've put all of the variables and all of the statistics in front of you, where you are the strongest and where you are the weakest. Now, for some people, that might be the same thing. Some person might say that my greatest strength is also my greatest weakness. So, for example, someone could say that they're very sensitive. That's a great positivity. That could be a great strength because you're sensitive to the needs of others. You're noisy ba'ol chaveiro. You're sensitive to the plight of people that are outside of your box and outside of your immediate daladamos. There's a sensitivity, of course, that we all have to have, which is, if that's your greatest attribute, but it also might be that you're too sensitive. Your sensitivity is also your greatest weakness. A person has to be in the yin and the yang, and the twos and the fros, and the ups and the downs, and the peaks and the valleys of knowing how to manifest and how to maneuver. You have to identify what your strengths and weaknesses are, sometimes knowing that those strengths and weaknesses might be the very same. Mimida might be the very same attribute. So Rav Volbe writes that a person who succeeds in grasping what their chief quality, their ikker, main koach is, and then knowing his chief fault, what that is, you've attained a tremendous thing. It is Zocha ledover gadol. It is a huge matter. Me'ato yodea, ma Hashem elokav dorish mimenu. Explains that once you've achieved this and attained this, now you can know what the Ribbono Shel Olam asks from you. Now you can understand what the path, the goal, the achievement that you are set forth on the roadway in life, what it is that you can try to aspire to be. Because once you have all of the tools for your betterment and for yourself, best interest and personal growth, so then you're able to achieve what it is you've set out to achieve. All right, we'll continue with this in this week ahead. I wish you a beautiful week, a wonderful day, a holy and a happy time, and Amir Tzah Hashem will continue to grow together.